Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening. I'm so excited. I have my friend Dee over in the Bronx, New York. Now let me talk about Dee. I met Dee through the internet, through Instagram, through our friend Liz at Earth Angel Liz. If you guys have been following this podcast, back on the Hair Healer podcast, she was on season one. She is also one of my healers, one of my teachers. She is who I did my Cambo experience with, and she brought me through Cambo. And also she got me to meet Dee, and we met Dee through her. She was a mutual friend of both of us, and Dee loves to, you know, we're in the same spiritual work. We work with women, we work with helping, we work with healing. So I'm super excited to have Dee here, and she's going to tell us about some of her spiritual awakenings, rock bottoms, and where she is now and how she gets through that and how she's using that strength and things she learned from those times, those deep, dark times, to help heal women. Say hello, Dee. I'm so happy to have you.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. And you are good friends with Liz also. And you have done Cambo with Liz, correct?
I haven't done Cambo with Liz, but we've done other healing techniques. And we're friends. You know, she's also my teacher and mentor.
Yeah.
And I consider her as my elder in this on this path.
Yeah. I love that. If you guys are wondering, check out at Earth Angel Liz and check her out on some of these episodes. She's really amazing. So we started to talk about Dee's journey before we hopped on here. We were talking about where she is now and her career. And she started to say as to how she got started working with women and helping heal women. So let's jump right where we left off.
Okay. So, you know, I've been on this path, on the spiritual path for over a decade, I would say. Wow. About 17, 16 years around there.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, for a while, I just didn't know where my path was going. I just, you know.
Yeah, you just weren't sure. Were you sort of feeling like just out of it? Who am I? What is happening?
Yeah, for a very long time.
How long would you say? A few years? A few months?
A few years. I would say a few years. Yeah, it took me a few years. Yeah, and it was like a very, very dark path. Like it turned very, very dark before I saw the light.
Would you say that was like your biggest rock bottom?
No.
Okay.
No. I thought it was, but after my last rock bottom, I believe now that is the biggest rock bottom that I hit.
Okay. Well, which one? Let's start with that one that you just started to talk about.
Okay. So in 2013, I was healthy, 100% healthy. And I had gained a couple of pounds. I had moved to Miami.
Ooh.
From New York to Miami. Yeah. Looking for, you know, a new life.
Yeah.
And at that time, I have an 18-year-old adult now.
Oh my gosh.
At that time.
18.
Yeah. 18, I know. But at that time, my child was 9 years old. We moved to Miami with my mom. And, you know, things just didn't work out. I couldn't find a job. So I ended up moving back to New York with my ex. I moved in back with my ex, and you know, I was doing pretty good. I was healthy, and all of a sudden I began to get sick. Oh. I started fainting and falling.
Oh my God.
And yeah, it was scary, and no doctors could diagnose anything on me. And the only thing they diagnosed me with was vertigo.
Oh, wow. So they were just like, sorry, yeah. It's vertigo. Your hearing's off vertigo, a little bit, or your balance.
Yeah, exactly. You're off balance. You get dizzy. It's vertigo. So I kept inside of me, my intuition kept telling me this is more than just a medical issue. It's more than a medical issue. And on December 13th, 2013, I suffered a seizure.
Oh my God. You did? So that was about a year after the original diagnosis of them saying you had fibromyalgia.
No, actually in the same year.
Okay, in the same year. Okay.
Yes. The diagnosis was around August.
Okay.
August or September. And then the seizure was in December. So I was hospitalized due to the seizure. And I was in the hospital for about 4 days, and in the bed, I kept thinking, like, I kept hearing all these things, like, it's not medical, it's not medical, it's more than medical, you know?
Yeah.
So when I got out, I told my ex, I was like, you know what, this is something more than just a medical issue. This has to do something in my spiritual path.
Wow.
You know?
You just knew it was something much deeper.
I thought it was, I just knew that it was something, you know, deeper and darker than what I, you know, that I, what I had known then. So I told him, can you please find me a healer? You know?
Yeah. Did he find you one?
He found one. And when this person walked in, we went to my ex's, he owned his own business. So we were in his office. And when the healer walked in, he looked at me and he said, well, they have done witchcraft on her.
Whoa. That's all he said?
That's all he said. He was like, she has some dark spirits on her. And I was like, oh my God. I knew it.
You knew it.
I knew it. You know, and I felt it.
Did you know, like when that had happened, right? When you had contacted those dark spirits or dark entities, do you know when at all that happened, or just some point they just sort of locked onto your energy?
At that moment, I couldn't remember when it had happened, but later on, because I went to see another healer, I remembered when it happened.
Wow.
When it had happened. Yes.
Can you elaborate when it had happened?
When it happened, I woke up in the middle of the night and I sensed, you know, I am a clairvoyant. So I sensed there was something watching me. So I opened my eyes in the middle of the night and I got really scared. You know, with dark energies, we usually get scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
When there's a good light, we don't get scared. We actually feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Or actually, at least I do.
Yeah.
You know?
Same. Absolutely.
And yeah. So I got really scared and I screamed.
Oh my God.
And yeah. And this was around, I would say, July of that year of 2013.
Okay. July of 2013.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, after I saw that second healer, I remember that happened.
Wow. Wow.
But yes, he told me that. And after that, it was like all downhill. My speech was off. It was very, very bad.
It was almost really like once you heard it, it almost like took over everything then, kind of.
Yeah. And I didn't want to believe it. You know, yeah. I grew up being Catholic. I grew up Catholic.
Same.
And, right. And I remember going to Catholic school and I had a nun tell me, you know, you always have to believe that the good and the bad exist.
Yep.
And that always stayed with me. I was like, why did she tell me that?
Wow.
You know, because in my path, I have encountered many people who have seen the light that I carry. You know, they see
Absolutely.
Me for who I am. For who I truly am, right?
Absolutely.
So she told me that, and that always stayed with me. And when this man tells me, this healer tells me, you're carrying these entities on you, and they just want to harm you. You know, it clicked. I was like, she was right. The good and the bad exist, and this is what she meant. With the good and me yes. having to be careful, you know?
So what did you... Oh, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. So it turns out that someone did witchcraft.
Oh.
And they went to in another country. I am from the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
And in the Dominican Republic, a lot of people, you know, practice witchcraft.
Yeah.
Like black magic.
Okay.
Yeah. So this person that did the black magic, she went to someone and this person was my ex's ex.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Because in the reading, the healer said the person that did this to her had something to do with you, because he was present in the reading.
Oh my God.
And he just, yes. So I was like, oh my God. You know?
So what did you do
So
to rem what did you do to begin to remove those, or what happened from
to
there?
right. So after that, you know, it was just like I said earlier, everything just went downhill. You know, it was really hard. My speech was really off. Everything was off. And doctors, I kept getting worse and worse. And doctors just couldn't find anything else but vertigo. And of course, they weren't going to find anything else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So it ended up, this was December. And in February, he left the house. He left the
The
house
boyfriend. You did you
and
guys break up and he
yeah.
left?
Right. Yeah,
Okay.
we broke up. He left the house and left us all alone without anything, just under a roof, you
Wow.
know, and that was really hard. So that was my rock bottom.
Oh, that's the rock bottom. So you have this, your house
That's my rock
going.
bottom.
You have
I
sort
mean,
of dark energy that's taken over, and then he left, and you're like, "Oh my God,
yes.
what? I'm just left here to rebuild with nothing and alone."
Right. Because after he left, things just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and I didn't know where to go, who to turn to. I did know this other healer, but I wasn't sure if I should go to her. It's like something in me was telling me like not to go, but go. You know, it was just a lot of confusion
Yeah. Yep.
within me.
Yep.
And about 3 months passed before I went to her. So when I got to her, she asked me, the first thing she asked me was, are you sick? Because I had decided to cut my hair off
All off?
and
Like
all
a
of it.
Britney 07?
Yeah,
Okay.
Britney 07, that was
Okay.
me. That
What was your purpose
was
of doing that in general? Just like a restart, just out of curiosity, just
me.
like a
You
restart?
know, when I was going through all these things, one of the things that was very present, it was like a voice telling me to kill myself.
Oh my God.
A voice telling me to kill myself, because that's from what the last healer told me, that healer that I didn't want to go to told me, was that one of the entities was a dark entity, a really, really dark old entity,
Yeah.
and they were there to make me kill myself and go crazy.
Oh my God.
And I felt like I was going crazy. And that's why I just, like, my hair to me was everything. I used to have beautiful long hair and full, you know, it was just full.
Yeah.
And I grabbed the, I don't know what you call it.
You grab the trimmers, basically. You got the
The
clippers,
trimmers,
the clippers.
right, the clippers. I grabbed the clippers and I just busted it all off,
Wow. Wow, you
all
really
off,
okay.
all off.
How did it feel after that?
And
Did it feel kind of empowering? Like you was that a step in taking everything back, or did it feel like you're a step towards even losing it more?
I felt like I was losing it even more.
Okay.
Like I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror.
Aw. Wow. And when was that?
Yeah, but when I got to the, she asked me, are you sick? That was, well, it took me a really long time to go to her. So that was already in 2014. I
Okay.
would say around May of 2014.
Okay.
So she asked me, are you sick? Because she saw me with no hair, and she had met me with a lot of hair, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And I just looked sick. Like I
Yeah.
looked like a ghost. I was documenting every day what was going on with pictures. That was the best that I could do. Because I had short-term memory loss. I was forgetting everything. So,
Wow.
she sat me down and, you know, she does tarot. And she does the tarot, and in it came out who had done it without me saying a word. And
Wow.
it was just like confirmation. And she told me the place where it had come from. And when she said Dominican Republic, I was like,
Oh my
only my
God.
family's in Dominican Republic, and why would anyone from my family want to harm me this way? So then she told me, well, the person that did it had something to do with your child's father. And it clicked automatically. I was like, okay, I know who it was. And she said, yes, you know who it was, and this came straight into your home.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So from there, it was like, okay, we need to cleanse you. We need to cleanse the apartment because all that energy is trapped in there.
So
So it was
did
like,
that really begin the coming out, the beginning of the spiritual awakening from that rock bottom?
yes,
When you
yes, it
finally
did.
got the answer.
I finally got the answer, and a lot of things started to click, and it was like putting back like a puzzle, putting back the puzzle.
Wow. So what did you do
Yes.
first towards your healing, towards your spiritual journey and getting better
So
and healthier?
what I did first, it was a 9 day like a service of 9 days with the four elements, using the four
Wow.
elements
Okay. Did you
to
work with
cleanse the
her or in like
apartment.
a group or yourself?
It was myself.
Okay.
You know, she told me the ingredients to get,
Yep.
and I intuitively knew what to do, you
Okay.
know,
Yep.
and spirit was just guiding me the whole way through.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yes. So I did what I had to do, and to cleanse the apartment, she also told me to get some herbs to do spiritual baths, and I did that. And I began to feel there was this heaviness that I was carrying, and I began to feel lighter and lighter and lighter.
Wow.
And my home started to feel brighter,
And
like
did
the
your health
light
start to
was
get
just
better?
coming in. And my health began, yes, I started to get better. I walked with a cane for a very long time, and after a
Wow.
while, I didn't need the cane.
Wow.
My balance was back to normal. And the dizziness and all the dizzy spells and all that were gone. So I began to get better.
Okay. What did you
And
do? Did you start to do more on the spiritual path then as well? Like what, like how was it? Was your spirituality, did it really blossom from that, I guess? Did it get grow
it,
stronger? What did you do? Like meditate, pray with all that on a
with
day-to-day
all that,
basis?
yeah, on a day-to-day basis, I would meditate and pray. And I would light candles. Like,
Aw.
you know, I believe in angels. So I would light a
Absolutely.
candle to Archangel Michael. You know, I believe that Archangel Michael has saved me from many, many different situations in my life, you know. So I would light a candle to Archangel Michael for protection and just for guidance. And I always felt that presence. I always, even now to this day, whenever I'm outside, like whenever I walk out of the house, I feel Archangel Michael's presence next to me.
Wow. Always there.
Yeah, always there, always there.
Wow. So is that you, is that like your main, one of your main spirit guides, one of your sp main, is that like who you really called into to sort of get you out of this?
I do.
So a
He is my
year,
main.
yeah. So a year after all this had happened, right? So let's say a year after you realized what was happening, you started the en energy clearing, you started clearing in yourself. How long was it did you finally feel like, okay, a new sense of self, you had made it out of this darkness?
You know what? It took me 2 years to
Okay.
get back to being myself.
Okay.
It took me 2 years. So this was when I did all the healing work, and by the time I finished, it was already 2015.
Okay.
So from 2015 to 2016, to the end of 2016, I was a mess because I was trying to figure out, you know, who I was without this man,
Oh, wow.
and trying to figure out, you know, a single mom again, and just trying to figure out so many things about my life, and trying to let go of that grudge that I was holding against this person. You know, I didn't want to carry that with me because I knew that that was harming me
Yeah, that
in
was.
my spiritual path.
Yeah. So, how did you let that go?
So I just, you know, one day I just sat down and I asked spirit to please help me and to forgive. And I sat in meditation, and tears came down, and I just let it go. I simply just let it go, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's the important part of like letting go, just like that sitting with it, crying, allowing to release, asking it for being released instead of stuffing it away.
Yes, definitely.
So did this lead now? So now your goal and what you do now too is to help heal women. So did this start with that? Like, did your situation kind of cultivate that plan a little bit, speed that plan along?
It kind of did. I mean, I think spirit instilled that idea in me from a very long time ago.
Yeah.
That I wanted to work with women. Because even when I used to work for the Department of Education in New York City, and even when I worked in the school system, my thoughts were always, I want to work with girls or women. I want to work with girls and women. And I didn't understand why, you know?
Yeah.
But later on, it just made sense as to why. And it also has to do with the experiences that I've had in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Now for people listening and are wondering, oh my gosh, could that have happened to me? Could that be me? Especially, you know, I like what you say. I always say, if we believe that there are these beautiful, amazing spirits that exist, that we have to believe that there are the same exact, only in a bad realm, right? We can't have one without the other. So how do you suggest people, if they feel like this is happening, how can they, let's start with this. How can they protect themselves before it? If they sense they're around someone with that vibration, if they sense they left someone's house and something didn't feel right, like how do you suggest that maybe they could protect themselves?
You know, I believe that always carrying a crystal.
Yeah.
I always carry either black obsidian or selenite.
Ooh, good.
I love working with crystals. And always say a prayer. I always say one thing that always works for me is saying a prayer before I leave the house.
Yeah.
And because I believe in angels so much, I ask the angels to arrive to the place I am going to.
Ooh.
Before I get there.
Oh, that's good. I love that.
Yes. And to protect and to clear away any energies that may harm me.
Oh, I love that.
So asking for protection before you get to the place is good.
That's good. That's a good idea. I do that sometimes if I know that I'm headed into something that I'm not sure about already, or something that's already sort of a low vibration. I'll send out some protection or like a white light ahead of me and ask and do that. But that is good. I never thought about that in just a general, right? Because again, we don't know when we go into somewhere who we are going to run into, or what entities or spirits we are going to run into.
Yeah, definitely. Because you know what I think about a lot of times is, I might be going to my cousin's house, but I don't know who my cousin has over and what energy they're carrying, you know, or who had walked into my cousin's house and what energy was left there, you know?
Yeah. How's your health now? Is it pretty much back to par from all of that?
It is back to normal. It is back to normal. Thank God. You know, I look back and I'm like, wow, I was such a mess, and I'm glad that happened, because it just opened me up for, you know, the spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
And you know, it just made me grow as a human being and as a woman. And it also grounded me.
That's huge. That's huge. What's your spiritual work today? What do you do for yourself day to day?
Well, I'm an energy healer. Over the last year, I took so many courses during quarantine.
Awesome. Yes.
And Reiki level one was one of them.
Awesome.
So I've been doing Reiki on myself. I do Reiki on myself. And in 2019, I had my first Wachuma ceremony.
Oh, can you talk about
San
that?
Pedro.
Okay. And tell everyone what that is for people listening.
Wachuma or San Pedro is a grandfather energy. It comes from a cactus, which is grounded and turned into powder. And then you drink it in liquid form. Like they pour the powder and over orange juice, and you drink it, and it has a I'm sorry, I can't pronounce it.
Hallucinogenic.
Yes, that. Thank you.
That's okay. That's okay.
So yes, and that experience for me was just so beautiful and so amazing, and it just opened me up. It opened it opens your heart chakra.
It does.
It does, and it's just so amazing. I felt so full of love for myself and the world and just the people that I know, and even for people that I didn't know. Coming back, I did the ceremony in Miami, and when I came back to New York, I was just like walking around wanting to hug everyone that passed my
I
that came, through my path. But
love
it
that.
was beautiful.
That's beautiful. And I think
Yeah,
that's
it
what I
was
love
beautiful.
about
And
of.
in that,
No, go ahead.
no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that's what I love about plant medicines. And Kiambo was one of my first journeys, and I hope to journey with what you're
Yes.
saying and lots of journeys, because it was just such an amazing ceremony and such an amazing way to just really heal and work with your energy. And I think that's the beautiful thing about plant medicines and things like that, is they specifically work with your energy, with your soul, with your spirit baseline.
Yes. I loved it. And you know what? Talking about Campbell, I've been dying to do Campbell, have my Campbell ceremony with Earth Angel Liz, but it hasn't been possible. And I know in the near future it'll happen.
Yes, it will.
But I remember, you documenting when you went, and I just remember you from before Campbell and after Campbell, and like you're a complete different person
So,
after
okay,
Campbell.
so thank you.
And
So
I
you
love
could
it.
see
I
that.
love it.
You could see that.
Of course, I can see it.
I love, thank you for saying that. I felt it. I'm ready for Cambo again. I'm ready to do it again. I could. It really
Awesome.
transformed. And just like you said, when you have these, my chakra points, especially the lower ones she worked with, Liz worked with, they were blown out basically and cleared. And there's just this connection that you have with people, with spirit, with your ancestors, when with that, and I'm sure with what you've experienced and other things, it's really beautiful. And I think it's a great catalyst for spiritual awakenings, or whatever way you are on your spiritual path. It will help you, and I think it's, I can't say any more about it. I'm excited to keep going down to that
So
journey.
beautiful.
Do you have more? Do you have more?
That's
Like, have you
so
done
beautiful.
ayahuasca, or is that on your list and everything too? It's on mine.
That's on my list. Ayahuasca is on my list. Ayahuasca has been calling me for the past 2 years.
I would say same, probably same, 2, 3 years.
Yeah, she comes into, ayahuasca is called the mother, because it's a feminine energy, and she has come into my dreams many, many times in the past 2 years. And I was gonna go plan I was planning to go to either Bolivia or Peru last year, but because of the pandemic, all those plans had to be put aside.
To be put aside. Well, it will happen soon. The world's opening back up,
Yes.
we're getting to the end of our interview, but what I'd like to say is, I have a few questions to ask you and you can answer, but I would like to say is one thing you touched about, and something that I realized in my own, some of my spiritual awakenings. My spiritual awakening in my early 20s was a little bit faster, whereas this spiritual awakening was a little bit different, this last one, the last couple of years. And sometimes spiritual awakenings take years, and you're in the bad part of it,
Yes.
or the hard part of it for years. Sometimes we want it to be instant. Even myself, like, okay, I've had a hard year, so next year will be that. I'm ready, spirit, for next year to be it. But sometimes our journey, our spiritual journey, and our spiritual awakening, it may be more than 1 year, it may be 6 months, it may be 3 years, and we have to trust that,
That's
that it's
right.
happening for our soul, and it will eventually, we will grow from that and transform from it.
Correct. That is so true.
And you reminded me of that, because I felt that over the last few years. Now, anyone who is listening to this, what would you like to say to them if they, you know, if they feel like they're experiencing, right? Like if they're like, I don't know, I kind of feel like the same thing. I feel sick, but there's no answers. And I feel like something is on me. Like what steps would you suggest that they would take to even look into to getting that healed or figuring out what's going on with them?
You know, one of the first things is always find a healer,
yeah.
A reliable healer, you know, someone that's trustworthy and who is honest. And of course, as I said, reliable. You can also work with herbs. You know, my ally, which I love, is rosemary, which is a big time, you know, rosemary is a big time healer, medicinal herb. Yes. I love rosemary to do spiritual baths, you know, for yourself with, basil, which I didn't know about until Earth Angel Liz recommended me to do a bath, a spiritual bath with rosemary and basil, because I was feeling some heaviness. So if you are someone who is feeling heaviness with like that, you feel like you're carrying heaviness, a spiritual bath with rosemary and basil will be great to release some or all of that energy.
Rosemary and basil. That's good to know for myself. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm writing it down. Sorry, that I got distracted on my own show. Like, okay. Wait, I'm writing that down for myself. And I'm like, oh yeah, wait, we have a show going on here. We're still talking. Rosemary. Okay, well, thank you. And what else do you have to? What do you have to say for people who are, you know, what words of advice could you give them for their own spiritual awakening and rock bottom?
My words of advice is: no matter how low you get, don't ever give up. You know, you are going to overcome every obstacle, every rock bottom that you hit, you're going to go up. You know, you can only go up from the bottom up. You're not going to get any lower. So just continue to believe that you have what it takes, and everything you have it within you. You just have to believe in yourself, believe in spirit, believe that spirit is guiding you. And that spirit always wants the best for you.
Wow. Yeah. Spirit always does. Our higher power, the things greater than us, they definitely want what's best for us. Usually we get in the way of that.
We certainly do.
Thank you, Dee. Now, where can everyone find you? You're in the Bronx. If they like want to work with you, work with your energy, do everything like that, where can they find you?
Right. The best way is through Instagram. I am at Mystical Delight. My handle is at Mystical Delight. That is Mystical D-E-E Light.
Okay. Yeah. And for everyone wondering, I follow her and she follows me. So you can look it up under there
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Good. So do you have an That's email address good. Or anything like that? Or just hit her up, hit you up on Instagram.
Hit me up on Instagram.
Thank you.
It's the easiest way.
Okay. Yes. And do you have one more piece of advice you want to leave for our listening audience today?
Love yourself above all.
Love yourself above all. Wow. That's beautiful. That is so your truth. That's it. Love yourself above all. I think I need to hear that too. Thank you so much, Dee. This was an amazing interview. Thank you for being on the show. And thank you everyone for tuning in to the Weekly Awakening. This has been amazing. I hope this helped awaken something in you, and have a beautiful week.
Thank you, everyone.